So Balaam blesses Israel and freaks Balak out, basically. And then we move on. The men of Israel start getting it on with the ladies of Midian. And more importantly, far more important than that to God, was the fact that they began to worship Baal, another god. They bowed down to the statue. Now, we are three generations in now. Aaron, you remember, was with Moses in Egypt. He was there when Israel was delivered. Eleazar was his son, his grandson is Phinehas. And God renews the covenant because he is passionate about what God said to do. And so, in the style of the day, a bunch of people get killed. But the thing is, it didn't have to happen. And this has kind of been a lively thing in the forums. This didn't have to happen. They didn't have to bow down to Baal. They didn't have to disobey the Lord. Didn't have to happen. And it was never God's will in the first place that it did. He told them what he expected, and they didn't do it. And that is the story of the children of Israel as we go forward. I think the point is that we begin to realize how far we are now. We are at the grandson of Aaron. We are that many years into the story of Israel. And we can get a sense now that it took a while for God to establish the law. It's a sweeping, sweeping epic that covers thousands of years, the Old Testament. And when we see things shift culturally, you have to understand that we're looking at things for thousands of years. Like, I live in the United States. This country doesn't even have thousands of years of heritage. Many do. European nations, Rome obviously, goes all the way back for thousands of years. But if we think about the times of early Rome and the times of Rome now, drastically different culturally. And that is the space of time that we'll cover here in the Old Testament. Thousands of years. Then we move into Luke, which is probably the most detailed, tedious chronicling of the life of Jesus. We can see that Mary is continually hiding things in her heart, pondering this stuff that she sees happening around her. She seems very wise, very smart to me. She's not blabbing, she's thinking. She's watching. And I respect that. Because she's not only learning about what her son will be, she's also learning what her place in the story is. Same with Joseph. He's amazed at all of this. I think I would be too. I guarantee it.